Disciples that have experienced changes. Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 8. Today's Bible verses are from Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 8. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. There were 4 prisoners who committed murder. They were all put in prison and were given life sentences. One of these 4 was put in a jail for killing his father. The other killed his friend. The other person killed his girlfriend, and the other one killed the caretaker of the building to earn a living. Out of these people, there was a murderer named Jinny Kim. He was 37 years old. He killed his father by shooting him with a gun when he saw him drinking and hitting his mother. He trashed the dead body of his father in a river in the center of Seoul and committed a crime that couldn't he possibly be washed away. For killing his close family member and trashing the dead body, he was waiting for a day to be executed. Jinny Kim was an elder son out of 2 sons and 1 daughter. He was a smart and good son. When he was in a primary school, he was always competing to get the 1st place or the 2nd place in the class. He was a hard-working student. But due to his father's frequent violence at home, he quit going to the middle school. He went in and out of the community home for the boys, and he started to go off the track. One day he saw his father knocking his mother down with a murder weapon. She fainted. She was hit in the head and so on. Jinny Kim saw his father's brutal violence at home as he grew up. He lost his mind and ended up murdering his father. After he killed his father, he could not put up with the anger in his heart. He always lived in resentment. One day, in a jail, he was told about the Lord by a pastor, and he came to receive the Lord. In the jail, he had a worship service and read the Bible. In his heart, he realized that he was a sinner and completely changed to a new person. After that, in the jail, Jinny Kim became an evangelist who spread the gospel to the fellow prisoners. He was called as an evangelist in a prison and spread the gospel to around 600 prisoners there. He even made an oath to donate his eyes and a kidney to others after his execution. He requested the money $1,000,001 to be given to the boys and girls who do not have their parents. That money was from his mother, who gave him the money when she visited him in the prison during the last 10 years. One day, in 10 years, he heard the news that he would get reduced penalty. Now he still lives in a prison as a prisoner, but he is serving other prisoners and still spreading the words about Jesus to others, still living a life of an evangelist. Where did the power come from which changed the murderer to an evangelist? It is not a jail. It is not ethics and morality. It was power of Christ. It was a change that was brought by the gospel of Christ. That's right. Faith is change. It cannot be gained with decoration. It cannot be gained with our own effort and determination. Even we made several decisions, after some time, we get to go back to our own lifestyle. This is what we are like. How many times have we made decisions to live by faith in the past? But after a week, we could not win over our circumstances and the world, we could not win over our sins and ourselves. We cannot deny that this was what we were like, drifting by the flow. The disciples were like that. They confessed that they loved Jesus and made several decisions. But when the Lord was standing at the court of Pilate, they all turned their backs on the Lord. abandoned him and fled away. The disciples were weak like this. But after they were changed by the Holy Spirit on Pentecost Day, they became the witnesses of Christ who were confident enough, so that they were not to be afraid of death. Faith is all about change. Today's words tell us about the scene on the mountain of change that the Lord showed. The disciples were looking at the Lord. Suddenly the Lord's face shone. They saw his clothes changing its color to white. And he heard the voice of the Lord. "You listen to my voice." This was the voice talking to them. Since then, all the worries that they had vanished, and in the minds of the disciples, they were full of joy and peace. They confessed that they cannot see anything else apart from only Jesus. This is the scene of change. Now the things that are secular and worldly are covering our eye of faith. We should only have seen the Lord, but we could not see the Lord, we could only see our circumstances. We could only see the filthy smelling humans in our eyes. We need to open the spiritual eyes that see the changes that the Lord makes. From Saul's eyes, a thing like a skin got peeled off and he had his spiritual eyes again. Like this, we need to change our physical eyes that see the greed in things only to be the spiritual eyes. In our words today, it talks about the scene of change that the disciples experienced on the mountain of change. Firstly, the disciples experienced two changes. In verse 2, it says, "There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light." They saw the internal changes of Jesus. His face changed like a sun. A saying that the face changed like a sun means it is an internal change. Face is a mirror of mind. When God created humans, he made us in that way so that humans could know about the others through their faces. Light that shines from the face, this is because there were joy and peace in mind already. When we have joy in our minds, our faces also get brighter. In contrast, if there are worries in minds, the faces get darker. When Cain failed to give sacrifice, God asked him, "Why has your face tone changed?" God pointed it out. The anger from his mind was evident on his face. After Moses met God on Mount Sinai, and when he was coming down the mountain, his face shone so brightly, the people covered their faces with towels. This was what happened after he met God. Stephen was like that. In a crowd where people stoned him with gritted teeth, how could his face shine like an angel's face? This is because he experienced the grace of God. When he saw the Lord standing on the right of the throne, he was able to forgive everything, and his face was like an angel's. The light of the face has its roots in mind. We always try to polish our faces in front of mirror, but what are our faces like? Are our faces bright and shining? Or dark and hopeless looking? The faces that shine, these are what the changed people look like. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that your faces will become like the faces of the Lord, shining brightly. Also, we've seen the external changes of Jesus. His clothes got whiter in color. A saying that the clothes got whiter, this means it is an external change. The faith too, it does not stop as an internal change only, but the fruit shows as external change. The Lord also said, "If I can see the fruit, I can know the quality of the tree." How could a fig fruit be produced from a thistle? And how could a grapevine be produced from thorny trees? The Lord asked. The power of the Christians is not the armed force. It is not the power due to the number. It is power like salt that makes the taste, and it is like light that pushes the darkness away. These changes influence the world and it spreads the holy grace. We need to have different atmosphere simply because there are elders and deacons at our workplaces. People need to love each other and be content. Because there are Christians in a meeting of community, the peace is there. A phrase, "community that lights up the world," this means that we firstly get changed and we play the roles of the letters of Christ and play the roles of salt and light. If the salt lost the taste of saltiness, it gets trashed. If the light does not shine, then the value is lost. The clothes need to be whiter, the change in the lives need to be made. The thinking needs to be different, the actions and the speech need to be changed. This is the change and this is what the change looks like, which the Lord showed us. The Lord is a model of change. The disciples who were changed, they could only hear the sound of the Lord. In verse 5, it says, "While he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, 'This is my Son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased. Listen to him.'" There was a sound that the disciples heard on the mountain of change. It was only listen to the words of the Lord. There are a lot of sounds in the world. There are sounds that we need to hear and also there are sounds that we should not hear. There are sounds that make the lives to live, and there are sounds that make the lives to die. There are sounds that give hope and there are sounds that make us to be depressed. We need to hear the sounds that we should hear correctly, but if we hear the wrong sounds, there are instances that things go wrong. Therefore in verse 5, it says, "Listen to him." You listen to the Lord, what he says. When we listen to the Lord, all the fear gets disappeared. In verse 7, it says, "But Jesus came and touched them. 'Get up,' he said. 'Don't be afraid.'" Where does the fear come from? When we think that we are alone, we start to have insecurity and fear. So in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, it says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." The Lord's voice that the disciples heard on the mountain of change was the voice that said, "Do not fear." It was a promise that the Lord would be with them. Where the Lord is, there is peace. When we pray, where the Lord is, there is answer, and when we serve, there is blessing. The today's words are also about the voice that says, "Do not fear." When listening to the voice of the Lord, all the insecurity and fear disappeared. When we live the lives in the world, there are a lot of times when we are confronted with fearful and shocking cases. We need to pay attention to the voice of the Lord that says, "Do not fear," in this kind of world. The world we live in is like a Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, there were three kinds of voices. These voices still get heard by us these days, too. Firstly, there is a voice of the evil in the Garden of Eden. It is a voice that tempts. It was voice that made Eve to fail. When we listen to the voice of evil that tempt us, our souls die. The blessings get destroyed. Secondly, there is voice of Eve that left from faith. Eve was tempted by evil and lost faith. Adam heard this voice and failed. In living Christian lives, even when the couple is Christians together, sometimes there are times when a person's faith fails and there are times that they fall into a test. At this time, one needs to lead the other in faith, otherwise, if they both fall down, then they become Adam of today. Faith should not be tied up with humanistic compassion and so on. Also, there was a voice of God in the Eden. Voice of God was heard when they did wrong. It was to make them repent. When Eve hid, there was a voice of God. "Where are you, Adam?" God looked for him. He did not ask because he did not know. How could you think that you could get away from the face of the Almighty? He is saying to us, "Repent and come back." The voice came when they were serving the Lord well with commitment, with joy and thanksgiving, and full of overwhelming emotions, to give grace and blessings to us. Sound of God came. The voice came when they prayed. It was the sound that they heard, and it was to give us the answers. In the Eden, people had to hear the sound of God only, but Adam and Eve heard the sound of evil, heard the sound of the person who left from faith. Because of that, they lost the blessings of Eden. We need to only pay attention to the voice of the Lord. Let's tune our faith only on the sound of the Lord. The changed disciples, they only could see the Lord, as in verse 8. In verse 8, it says, "When they looked up, They saw no one except Jesus. This is what the person who received grace looks like, and this is the life that experienced the change. Under the mountain, the disciples argued, "Are you higher than me or am I higher than you?" Weren't they the disciples that were jealous of each other and fought against each other? After these disciples experienced the grace, they got to know that the physical thoughts are of nothing, of no value. The people who experienced the grace, they had the desire and purpose that was different and the pursuit of their lives changed. They could only see Jesus. In Jesus, there's life, way and rest and ability. They knew that these were in Jesus. In Korean churches, only Jesus needs to be seen, but firstly the people are seen. Where the aroma of Jesus should have been, there are smells of people. Why is that so? Because the Lord cannot be seen. The spiritual eyes got darker. The spiritual fights that they really need to fight, they did not fight, but they fought against the people that they should not have fought against. They consumed spiritual energy needlessly. There are quite a lot of churches like that out there. They lost their ability to distinguish. For a person who received grace, that person only can see the Lord. That person thinks of the Lord, honors the Lord only and sees the Lord only. It is not because there are no problems. There are a lot of problems, but they look at the Lord's capability, that is greater than the problems. They overcome the insecurity and fear. The disciples that experienced change, they loved the Lord only. Out of all the strength, there is no greater strength than love. If you are in love, you sacrifice but you enjoy it. How deeply did Jacob love Rachel? He considered 7 years as a few days. Have a look at our ancestors of faith. Because of the Lord, they were persecuted, they lost their houses, they lost work, but they have not changed their love for the Lord. Have a look at the early church. They walked the way of the martyrs and they did not change the heart for the love of the Lord. At the moment, in North Korea there are about 30 million people in the underground churches that serve the Lord despite the danger of being caught for being Christians. These people are the true Christians who love the Lord. A new pastor to the church has been invited to a home of a couple. The couple was political leaders, and was well known for their devotion as Christians. This couple was waiting for the visit from a pastor. The husband asked the wife, "What did the pastor ask you?" "The pastor asked me, 'Does Christ live in this home?' He asked me twice. I did not know what to answer him." The husband's face was frowned. "Why did you not say that we are well respected?" "He did not ask me that." "Why did you not say that we read the Bible a lot and pray a lot?" "He did not ask me that, too." The husband became even angrier. The wife cried out, and did not know what to say. She said, "The pastor asked me, 'Does Christ live in this home?' In this home, does Christ truly live here? That's all he asked me." The couple wanted to boast about the fame in the society, and the years that they were Christians for. They were ashamed of them, embarrassed of their external Christian looks. That night, all night, they cried out and repented. That's right. This question is for you and me this time. Does Christ live in your homes? Is Christ really in my faith, my life and my character? The Lord is asking me. This is what the person with the grace looks like. And this is a person that got changed. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the true grace is in the change. In this time, what are our changes? We need to be salt and light. So that we need to make the taste, and we need to shine the light where it is dark. Also, the one more thing is we need to be witnesses of the Lord. The people of the early church, after they experienced grace, they became the witnesses of the cross and the salvation only. They put their lives and witnessed the name of the Lord only. Does not matter whether they had the right time to do it or not, they told the people that Jesus is Christ. What was the purpose that the Lord came? He came to save the souls. Why did he have to carry the cross? Why did he cure the sick and solve the problems? What was the purpose? The purpose was on soul salvation. Did you experience grace? Then tell others about Jesus. With the confession that I cannot see anything else apart from Jesus, I pray and bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will be the witnesses of the Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, Amen.